Lemon meringue.
Don't touch that pie! After dinner!
I wasn't going to touch it.
Well, then what are you doing with the fork?
I had a little itch, honey.
Oh. Boys, come on, we gotta go!
Why do we have to go to the doctor if we're not sick?
For checkups!
What's in the bag?
Something that's going to cut time off my doctor's appointment.
What?
You know how the doctor makes you go pee in the cup?
That's my favorite part. Except the cup is too small. I'll go a salad bowl for me, huh?
Yeah, well, my problem is I can't go under pressure.
So you went in that bag?
Of course not. I put it in a yogurt container.
I think you just found a flavor that'll never catch on.
We'll be back around 5:30.
All right, watch those speed bumps.
Bye-bye. Stay away from that pie!
What kept you guys?
The doctor found boysenberry yogurt in Brad's urine.
So I had to give him another sample without any fruit in it. Also, Randy had to go to another doctor and get a second blood test.
Why?
Well, it's all Mom's fault. She told Dr. Medwick I've been kind of tired lately.
We have been. I caught you on the couch the other day, asleep at 4 o'clock.
Dad, I was watching Tool Time.
Look, why don't you go do your homework? I will call you when dinner's ready, okay?
Okay. Tool Time's not that bad, is it?
Tim, we have to talk.
What's the matter?
It's about the doctor. Dr. Medwick wanted the extra blood test because he was concerned about something that he felt in Randy's neck.
What did he feel?
Some swelling.
Swelling?
Yeah. So he sent us across the hall to this endocrinologist, Dr. Kaufman, and she said she thought she felt a lump.
What kind of a lump?
A lump on his thyroid gland. She said they're usually benign.
Oh, God.
Well, benign's the good one.
Oh, good.
But there is a chance, a very slight chance, that it could be malignant. She said that it's usually very treatable. It also could be something they call hypothyroidism.
Hypo what?
It's an underactive thyroid. It just means that he'd have to take a pill every day for the rest of his life. But other than that, he'd be totally normal.
Boy. So it's either a lump or hypothymaster?
Hypothyroidism. Now, there's a third possibility, and that is that it could just be a simple goiter.
A goiter?
That's nothing.
So we want a goiter?
Yes, we want a goiter. You know, the goiter is just a swelling, but it means that the thyroid is functioning normally.
Why didn't you call me? I would have come down there.
I couldn't do that. I didn't want Randy to know what's going on until we know what we're dealing with.
So he knows nothing about this?
No, none of the kids do. The whole way home, I kept just telling Randy that nothing was wrong. He was probably just run down, need some vitamins. Meanwhile, I go out of my mind. I thought I was just going to the doctor for a checkup. The next thing I know, I'm talking to a specialist about lumps.
Hey, come on.
This is my worst nightmare.
No, it's my worst nightmare, too, okay? Okay, it's all right. When did we hear something back from them?
Dr. Kaufman said that she'd call by 6 o'clock tomorrow.
And we want to goiter.
Yes, we want to goiter. So, how do we get through the next 24 hours?
Come on. I think real positive. Just hope those tests come out proven that the laundry detergent does get our brights brighter and our whites whiter.
Yeah. You know, I think it's going to make the sheets much softer and more luxurious.
Yes, I like that because it makes me feel pampered. What are you doing?
I need sugar.
We won't find much in there. Smells good. Where am I?
I'm making a big family breakfast. Eggs, bacon, and silver dollar pancakes. That's Randy's favorite.
You're going to tip him off, honey.
What do you mean by that?
If you make Randy something edible, he's going to know there's something wrong.
Where are you going?
To work. I want you to call him if you hear anything, all right?
How could you possibly go to work today?
If I just sit down here and wait for the doctor to call, I go crazy. I got to keep busy, which is something you should think about.
I'm going to be plenty busy going over and over this in my mind.
Honey, come on. You're right.
I can't believe it. I mean, yesterday, everything's fine. Today, we're talking about something as serious as...
It's fabric softeners.
Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing worse than static clang. That's why we need fabric softener.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
Mom, if you're cooking food like this, I mean, something's got to be up, and we usually get burnt toast and mushy bananas.
It's our anniversary.
Your anniversary was 2 months ago.
This is the anniversary of the first time we had eggs.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks. You're right. It's going to tip him off. We have to get rid of all this food.
Don't throw it out. Honey!
Hey, why throw those out? I love silver dollar pancakes.
There's a good reason for that.
What?
Because I'm going to take you to breakfast.
You are?
Yeah. Grab your coat. Let's go out for a breakfast, you and I. Stop by the video arcade, play a little Mortal Massacre, huh?
Well, I'll be late for history.
Son, how many times have I told you? You can't live in the past.
Huh? Oh, it's fine with me. That's great.
Let's go.
Man, this is awesome. Skipping school, going out to breakfast, Mortal Massacre. Can't believe you guys treated me so good. You know, if I didn't know better, I think I was dying. That was a joke, guys.
It was a joke. I didn't get it at first, but I just got it. I got it. Tell your mom. Make sure she got it.
What's going on? Does this have anything to do with that blood test I took yesterday?
Okay, yeah. But there's nothing for you to worry about. Do you remember when the doctor was feeling your neck yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, she felt some swelling, which might be a goiter.
Which is nothing.
Then why don't they call it nothing instead of a goiter?
Well, they're not exactly the same thing. I mean, you couldn't say Tigers 8, Yankees goiter.
So if it's not a goiter, then what is it?
It also could be hypothyroidism, which just means that you have an underactive thyroid and you have to take a pill every day.
A very small one.
Yeah.
So you guys are treating me like this all because I might have to take a pill? I don't buy it.
Honey, we didn't want to worry you until the test results came back, but there's also a small chance...
A very small chance.
...that you might have a lump on your thyroid that eventually would have to be removed.
So I'd need an operation?
A very small.
Would I have a scar?
A very small.
Dr. Kaufman is going to call by 6 o'clock tonight.
She's a very small doctor.
Well, I better get to school.
Well, you know, you can stay home if you want today, honey. We could just talk.
There's nothing to talk about. I'm fine.
What about the arcade?
I really shouldn't miss history.
Well, okay. Bye-bye. You're right, I tipped him off. And what kind of mother am I? I had to go and fix him a decent breakfast.
Hi, did anybody call for me, like Jill or anybody?
No. That's the third time you asked. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Good show, Al.
You know, Tim, far be it from me to criticize a colleague, but your performance out there today was a little dull.
Well, who would know better than the human yawn?
What was the matter with you out there?
I didn't get enough sleep last night.
Polish food again?
No.
Mexican? You know, that makes my mother go back and forth, back out.
Thanks for wrecking my appetite for the rest of my life. It has nothing to do with what I ate last night.
Well, then why couldn't you sleep?
It's something on my mind.
Is there something wrong with the family?
No.
Well, is it me? Have I let you down in any way?
Al, you've let me down in every way. It's not about you and me. It's nothing. May I?
Then what is it?
Nothing.
Tim, I am a friend, and I sense that there is something wrong, and I'm going to keep reaching out until you reach back.
Oh, God.
Share with me, Tim.
Promise you won't tell anybody?
I promise.
Came home last night, and Jill told me that she was having an affair with the milkman.
No, I cannot believe that. You have a milkman?
Not anymore.
Maybe I should try the doctor again. When was the last time I called?
Well, right before you asked me that question.
I just don't understand why this stuff keeps happening to Randy. He's always been the one with health problems. He had allergies, asthma. Even as a baby, he had awful colic.
Oh, Randy's colic. I remember when Tim used to walk him back and forth in the yard trying to get him to sleep. As a matter of fact, that's when Tim and I first met. Little GTO, you really look three deuces and a four speed. Oh, come on, Randy. This song is for Brad Rideout. Buddy, come on, huh?
Heidi-ho, new neighbor.
Huh? Heidi what?
Oh, just a little expression of mine.
Oh, yeah, sure it is.
What in the world was that strange noise?
That's just an expression of mine. Hope my kid's crying didn't wake you up, sir.
No, I was already up feeding my pet octopus.
So, I've been meaning to come over and introduce myself. I'm Wilson Wilson. I'm Tim Taylor. How are you? And the little one with the supercharged lungs is my youngest son, Randy. Got a little colic.
I know. I've been hearing for the past few nights.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I took the liberty to mix you up a batch of ginger root juice for your son's colic.
And I'm supposed to put that in his bottle?
No, he just rub a little bit on his belly.
All right. You know, at this point, I'm willing to try anything.
You sure it's all right?
Easy, boy.
Oh.
What are you looking like that for?
Mm-hmm.
Stop crying. Just a little bit. Won't hurt. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It worked. So that's what you look like when you're not crying, huh?
Oh, he is a handsome little fellow.
Hey. Thanks very much, you know. When I first got married, I didn't think I ever wanted kids. Now that I have them, I like them. I like them better than cars. You got kids?
I don't even have a car.
Thanks for the belly rub. I'll put him to bed now.
Feel free to stop by anytime and chat.
Well, thanks, but I'm a pretty private guy. I don't like sharing my problems with other guys, okay?
Night.
That was the first time since Randy was born we got more than 2 hours of sleep. That's 2 hours more than I got last night. Kept thinking about how nothing bad has ever happened to this family. Been so lucky. Do you realize that Tim has survived over 200 accidents?
Really? I would have thought that number was much higher.
Oh, God. I feel so helpless just waiting for the phone to ring. It is so frightening to think how one phone call can change your life forever. You know, it's like our family's been living in a big bubble all these years, protecting us from anything bad that could happen. This one phone call, one split second, the bubble could burst. I just wondered if you have Randy's test results back yet. It might be 3 or 4 more hours. I'll hold. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I understand. Bye-bye.
Come on.
Bye. Where's Randy?
I don't know. He said he'd meet me after school, but he never showed up.
Tim, we have a problem.
Did you talk to the doctor?
No, not yet. Randy didn't come home from school.
Oh, boy.
So what do we do?
Don't worry about it. You call around, I'll drive around. I think I have a good idea where he might be, okay? Don't worry, please.
Okay. Hello? Oh, Al. What? We don't have a milkman. I don't know what you're talking about. Al, look, I can't talk right now, okay? I'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, Randy.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you. Mom and I are worried about you. You know better than to take off without telling us where you're going.
Then we're even.
What do you mean?
A couple little things you didn't tell me either, Dad.
What are you talking about?
Look, I might have cancer.
Whoa. Where did you get that information?
Off the computer at school. Said that sometimes these kind of lumps can be malignant.
Randy, look, the chances of this lump being malignant are next to nothing.
How could you not tell me about this?
Because I didn't want you freaking out, okay?
Oh, so instead I read about it on a computer sitting in the school library all by myself.
Hey, your mom and I, that's the last thing we wanted you to do. I'm really sorry about that, and she will be too, okay?
Why does this bad stuff always have to happen to me?
Well, bad stuff happens everywhere. Bad stuff happens to me all the time.
Yeah, but you cause it.
I know you're scared, you know. I know how you feel.
No, you don't. I don't want to die, Dad.
Oh, come on, man. You're not going to die. Even if you had cancer, which you don't, you do not have that. It's a treatable kind, okay? Huh? Hey, come on. We'll beat this thing, no matter what it is, you know? I'm not letting anything happen to you.
It's 5:15. When are they gonna call?
I'm sure that they're gonna call any minute. Oh, honey, come on. Just play.
All right.
Come on.
Let's see. Thrill. T-H-R-I-L-L.
This is double.
L-L.
So that's one.
14?
14.
Good. Okay, I already got one. Lax. L-A-C-K-S.
Lax. 2, 3, 4, 12.
That's 15.
Gave me an opening, honey. Read it and weep. X lax. What?
Well, Dad, first of all, that's a brand name.
And he didn't spell it correctly.
You're telling me there's no X?
Hello? Al. Look, Al, Tim and I are fine. Please don't call here ever again. What is wrong with that man? Where did he get this insane idea about me and a milkman?
He spends too much time at the state fair.
Al.
Tell him he's fired.
Please don't. Oh, hi, Dr. Kaufman. Yeah, huh? It isn't? Oh, God, that's such a relief. There's no cancer, no operation. Hey. Yes. Oh. Okay, okay. Yeah, we will. We will. Thank you so much. All right, bye.
So that's it, I'm okay?
Yeah, well, yeah, but you do have hypothyroidism, which is why you've been so tired.
Hypothyroidism. Is that the pill or the goiter?
The pill.
Okay. It's just a pill every day.
That's it.
Let's go eat. I'm starving.
Okay. That'd
okay.
be great.
Okay. I'll be up in a minute. I'll put the game away, okay?
All right. I was kind of hoping for a goiter. Goiter's a funny word, you know. Then I give my...
Goiter boy.
My young son the goiter. And then I can buy you a goiter belt.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Hey. Hey. It works. Look at that.
Oh, he is a handsome little fella.
Thanks for that. It seemed to make him worse. I'm going to take him back in the house.
Feel free to come by anytime and chat.
No thanks. I'm kind of a private guy. I don't like sharing my problems with other people.
That's okay. I'll wash it off, Randy. We'll get it off.